Prison for Women. The now-closed Prison for Women, informally known as P4W, was purchased in 2008 by Queen's University. The site has only recently been fully exposed to the public after most of the security walls were demolished. The three-story stone building facing east was the gatehouse, built between 1925 and 1933, with ranges of cell blocks to the rear or west. Prison gangs from the Kingston Penitentiary constructed the P4W over the course of 8 years using stone quarried on the penitentiary property. The story of female prisoners in Kingston is intertwined with the history of Kingston Penitentiary. Prior to the construction of this 20th century prison, female inmates had been housed in the female department within Kingston Penitentiary. The first women criminals were incarcerated in September 1835, 3 months after the first six men had arrived. Warden Smith was not expecting female prisoners to arrive so quickly, and thus ordered that they be housed in the hospital building, where they remained until 1839, when part of the north wing was designated as the women's area in the penitentiary. Segregating male and female prisoners was always a priority at the penitentiary. At first, the women were managed by the wife of the warden, as well as the wife of his deputy. Later, female staff known as matrons guarded the women convicts. In the early years of the penitentiary, they were treated essentially the same as men, subject to the same basic rules, and expected to engage in labor as part of the reformation process. However, in keeping with the norms of the day, women were given tasks appropriate to their feminine capabilities, such as needlework, and the manufacturing of clothing. As construction of the Kingston Penitentiary Complex continued, the quarters for women inmates were continually on the move. Finally, in 1909, the Northwest Cell Block was constructed for the female inmates as a separate facility within the protective walls of the main institution. Construction of the Prison for Women as a physically separate building outside the walls was finally begun in 1925, but took a number of years to complete. Unexpectedly, male inmates were the first to take up residence in the new Prison for Women in 1933, placed there after the 1932 KP riot in order to relieve overcrowding and to allow the officials time to reorganize. The P4W was the responsibility of the warden of the Kingston Penitentiary until 1966, when it became an independent institution with a warden of its own. After housing female inmates for 66 years and after suffering a number of crises and controversies, the P4W closed in the spring of 2000 and is no longer operational. The new owner, Queen's University, is in the process of finalizing its plans for the property.